You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes environmental ideas come from unexpected places. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Last night, I had a dream. And in it, all the animals of the world had been called to a meeting. Each species had sent a representative to an enormous assembly of creatures. Rainforest birds and insects intermingled, while primates ambled by. Desert reptiles and wetlands amphibians slithered under the hooves of mammals waiting patiently. Predator and prey eyed each other warily as the meeting was called to order. A weathered old tortoise spoke up. "The reason we're gathered here today," he said, "is to address a number of problems which concern us all. One is that living conditions are getting worse. The fish are reporting that all over the world, water's going bad. The birds confirm that in many places the air is getting unfit to breathe, and the worms are telling us that the soil is losing its vitality. And something we've all noticed is that the seasons are changing. It's getting warmer all year round, isn't it?" There was a huge murmur of squawks and grunts as the animals voiced their agreement. The tortoise went on. "Now, we've sent many invitations to the humans for them to have a representative come here. Did the message get through? Has anyone arrived?" There was an uncomfortable silence. And then a chameleon rolled his big eye and flicked his tongue at me. A hummingbird hovered next to my shoulder, and a water buffalo snorted at me inquisitively. In fact, as I looked around, every head, whether feathered, scaled, or furred, was slowly turning in my direction. And then I woke up, and I wondered if anyone else had had the same dream.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.